And now this is a dictation for Harry Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D, July 13, 1929, addressed as a letter to Angela Jensen, J-E-N-S-E-N, 5831914. Dear Angela, follow up Mr. Leonard, who has chronic kidney disease, obstructed uropathy, last visit in September, comes accompanied with daughter, progressive dementia. They are exploring placement at Crestwood, C-R-E-S-T-W-O-O-D, Mount Pleasant, assisted living, potential palliative care, problems of urinary tract infection, receiving intramuscular Rocephin, presently day 4 out of 5, urine was cloudy, strong odor, but no fever. He complains of some lower abdominal discomfort, no back pain, no vomiting, has chronic loose stools, no bleeding, chronic dyspnea, no oxygen on CPAP machine, no purulent material hemoptysis, no loss of consciousness, but he tripped, no trauma to the head, no emergency room visit, some knee discomfort, nothing to suggest fracture, his hard of hearing, stable edema, review system done, medication list review, received intravenous iron in January, blood pressure Norvasc, Bumex, high potassium treatment with Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A. Today weight 157, previously 152, blood pressure nurse 100 and 280, pleasantly demented, no gross respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no pericardial rap, no ascites tenderness, no major edema, no tremors. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries are from February. Anemia 8.4. Low MCB 78. Normal platelet count. Creatinine baseline 2.54. Representing GFR stage 4, normal electrolyte acid base, low albumin, normal calcium phosphorus, back in January, iron deficiency, ferritin 17, saturation 9%. He did receive binofert 5 doses, but apparently is not making much of a difference, and probably he has persistent active bleeding. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4, no gross progression, symptoms or dialysis, has a suprapubic catheter, obstructed uropathy, urinary tract infection, iron deficiency, receive another course of intravenous iron. For convenience, we will do Ferlecit, F-E-R-R-I, ICIT, which is 2 doses, has dementia, no phosphorus binders, patient and family are not looking for dialysis or AV fistula, they want comfort care, down the road might transition to hospice. I agree with that decision. We will do non-invasive medical treatment as needed. Plan to see him back on the next 6 months or early as needed.